short announcement before we start the episode. I want to thank you for listening, first of all. I want to tell you about the second annual Boston Festival of Indie Games, which will be held on Saturday, September 14th, 2013 at the Stratton Student Center and the Johnson Athletic Center on the MIT campus. A celebration of independent game development in a variety of media and genres. Boston Festival of Indie Games is free and open to the public. Festival attendees play video games, tabletop games, and live-action role-playing games in a casual, inclusive environment, plus attend film screenings and keynote talks. To register to attend and to receive regular festival updates, visit www.bostonfig.com. The Boston Festival of Indie Games is a celebration of independent game development with emphasis on the New England and neighboring regions. The Boston Festival of Indie Games seeks to support and showcase the efforts of independent game developers by providing a free public event that encourages attendees to share and interact with games in various media, including video games, location-based games, and tabletop games. Produced under the nonprofit auspices of Be Epic, a Boston location games production group, the Boston Festival of Indie Games is focused on creating an intersection between community, academic, and independent interests in gameplay. The MIT Game Lab brings together scholars, creators, and technologists to teach, conduct research, and develop new approaches to applied game design and construction. Ranked by the Princeton Review as one of the top 10 schools to study video game design in North America, the MIT Game Lab maintains MIT's role as a leader in the study, design, and development of games. The MIT Game Lab's goal is to explore, educate, and engage the public by creating groundbreaking games, interactive online courses, and new applications to real-world challenges. Boston Indies is a community of dedicated independent game developers in Massachusetts and the surrounding area. Boston Indies works to foster a sense of community among Boston's independent game developers, facilitate monthly meetups and other related community events, encourage developers to create games independent of large budgets and large company ties, provide a safe environment to obtain critical feedback on game development works in progress, and serve as a brain trust for important information sharing among local independent developers. Press can register now to attend Boston Festival of Indie Games. Check out dicestruction.blogspot.ca for the press registration link. And now, on to the episode. Welcome to the Dicestruction Podcast, episode 73.
Welcome.
We're drunk, people.
We're fucking drunk. I'm drunk. Ray is drunk. Muggsy is actually admitting being drunk. We're playing Axis and Allies.
Must
1914. We are in round nine. Nine, people. It's been a while since we got to round nine of anything.
Yeah.
But here we are, round nine.
Global.
Yeah.
No, probably. I think there was a game in between.
Might have been an anniversary episode or a game where we
did
nine rounds.
This fucking game is pretty cool.
But this is fantastic. Loving this game. And I'm going to cut this intro short. Follow us on Twitter at Dicestruction. Check out the blog, dicestruction.blogspot.ca.
The blog is actually really good.
Email
us.
I got to put more pictures up there. I've been.
We need more beer. Who's around? It's got to be somebody's around.
It's your round.
No, it's not. It's my turn.
Oh, it's your turn.
It's never my turn and round.
Austria-Hungary is already making its purchases.
Hey.
German units he just placed on the board. I'm wondering if he spent German money. Or he might have to start all over.
Yes, please recap on the last situation.
At any rate, here we are. Round nine. Muggsy and I are the Allied forces. I am America and Italy. Muggsy is Britain and France. Ray,
yeah,
the Central Powers. Germany, whose navy is larger than its ground forces for some strange reason, but it's been working for them so far.
There's almost...
It's a big-ass naval fleet coming up.
10 subs. Hey, almost 10 subs.
Redamage those battleships, by the way. It's not Germany's turn.
Right.
Two of them.
And now you don't get to repair them because we control Kiel.
What?
No. You can suck it. Where's your rondelle?
Wait a minute.
Rondelle? You can put a rondelle.
It's there. It's underneath.
Ray thought it was Germany's turn. America's rondelle is on the board, controlling Kiel and the naval port. So his move to 10.
Glad you did that.
His move to sea zone 10 to repair his damaged battleships has failed.
32 with.
It's Austria-Hungary's turn.
You're right.
They get to repair their battleship and purchase their units. I'm going to go cook sausages for these drunken fucks. And Ray's going to do Austria-Hungary. Muggsy, take it away.
You did all of Austria-Hungary, you queer. I mean, there might be a lot of women, but who's to say how many men?
Muggsy, take it away, and you go on.
Take it away, okay.
Muggsy, take it away. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's really good for radio. I mean, well, you know.
On the silent interaction of that.
The audio.
Cell phone. Yeah. Good thing I don't have a beep, beep, beep every time I press a button. That's maybe I should. Then you'll know what I'm doing, peep.
Okay, Austrians, first of all, the battleship is repaired. We have in zone 18. We have a battleship from Austria that has been repaired. It's sitting in a seaport. Right in the only seaport, if you got the map in front of you, which is right up close to Vienna, but we're not doing any of that stuff right now. We will continue. Why is Sicily worth nothing and Sardinia is worth... Sicily and Sardinia is worth nothing.
Yeah.
Now, is there any objectives that... There's nothing, eh, in objectives? I mean, no. I could drop guys there, but it means nothing.
I think those things are put in there to give you maybe options, like... If I had, as Italy, if I had artillery in all of my coastal territories, mm-hmm. we wanted to drop guys off there that could be launched in the future.
Right.
Grab them, but I mean, you'd be just as...
But artillery doesn't... artillery's not in effect moving through.
No, just when you're dropping off amphibious.
It's only landing. What is through? Inner, through, or out?
Well, the regular battle board.
Yeah. You know what? I got a whole different perspective on what I'm going to do now.
Well, why don't you go grab a beer and not do your turn?
I'm going to grab a beer because I'm going to... Does anybody want anything while I'm over here?
Yeah, a beer. Unless you find over there. There might be some mouse turd in the corner.
How's he doing a beer?
No.
I don't think we got mice. I'm pretty sure there's a raccoon that lives in here during the week when we're not playing.
Yeah, he'd probably like it better upstairs.
Wow. Tried to shut that. Yeah, put that down in the fucking... the Black Sea. That's where I would like to go. To a resort in the Black Sea.
Oh, that would be a great vacation.
You can't swim in that shit, though. If you got open wounds, you'll die. You won't die, but you'll be in a lot of pain.
I'd like to float in the Dead Sea.
You don't float.
The Dead Sea?
Fucking you say?
No, that's the...
Are you kidding?
It's weird. Get that out the board.
And what's the one that was fucking you float? Because
the Red
so
Sea.
The Red.
No, the Red so Sea is here.
No, what the fuck?
Is transport.
Yeah, there. That's it. Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the Black Sea.
No, where you float? The Dead Sea is so all salt water and it's below sea level.
And all you do is float.
It's below sea level and it's all salt water. No, that's Caspian Sea.
Oh, you're right.
He's talking the Dead Sea, which is near Jerusalem.
The Red Sea is Sea Zone 28.
No,
it's the Red Sea.
It's the Dead Sea. It's all salt and you float. No, that's fucking...
That's the Black Sea?
That's the Black Sea. The Dead Sea is near Jerusalem. And it's
below sea level. Jerusalem, that's
where it's really below sea level, and it's all the salt is being soaked up out of the earth.
You can just sit there like this
and
read a book.
And you can float, yeah.
Like you can...
It's very disorienting right here.
It is very disorienting.
Because you're used to swimming in regular water, and when you get in there and you're not floating the way you ought to, it's weird, I guess. That's what
I mean. It'd be like on the moon for the first time going, oh, you are, look at how far I can go.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Michael Jordan on the moon, slam dunk?
And he'd jump into orbit. Are you contesting that zone?
He's taking over that zone.
Was it empty?
Yeah.
Okay, then rondel it and move yourself up. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't do that.
What?
Where'd you come from?
Where'd you?
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring
I thought you moved through. Hey, you can't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
Before you do that.
I can do that.
We got shots at you.
No, you don't.
I get a shot at every vehicle going through there.
Where?
Transport?
My fucking mines.
Fucking hate it.
Really? Let me think about this.
Transport right now.
Fucking
hey, go ahead.
Transport.
Oh, you're going to give me more shots. Okay.
Yeah, it's been more hits that I can fucking
Well,
select.
I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to go to your battleship.
You should have fucking did the transport.
Transport first. It's a battleship. Cruiser. First cruiser. Missed. Second cruiser. Missed. Transport.
right. I should have did that.
Yeah.
That's the way we've been doing it, at least the most.
I fucked up. Should have did the transport. Okay, mark the board. Right. You round out. No, mark the board.
Yeah.
Where is that? What's the name of that?
Malaysia?
No.
Marseille?
France down to.
That's
Marseille.
Okay, we got this one here. Four, two infantry, four artillery, and a fighter. Coming into here, all I have to do is hit you once. Two, three. Junk. And holy fuck, I'm gonna make it. Whoops. Four. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Ready? Go.
Where? Oh, I got one, three. I'm not a fan of your cozies. I don't know why I put this on here.
Miss.
Yep. Get. I gotta know what that's worth. Hey, just for the record, Dave, if you want to make it a little easier, take all your pieces, put them in a little basket, wash them, they'd be easier to pick up. Well, they got a lot of oil coming out of the plastic.
I'm going to tell you to do it with your pieces.
Just do it, Dave. Don't fuck around.
All right. Sorry, Ray.
Four.
That's a beautiful thing. For the record, listeners, and, I've been told.
Well, he's been suggested, listeners.
So, changes his story after he's got the foothold on the conversation.
Okay, start.
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, start. I'm sure.
We've got like eight fucking subs.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Listeners, okay. We got chips under our subs. That's how fucking brutal it is.
We've got a battleship and a cruiser to back it up.
Yeah.
Holy fucking
moly. Oh, God.
In hey, about a
just
year.
Go ahead and spit on my floor.
Sorry.
Wow.
I really.
It can't be.
Yeah, you
pick
should
it
have
up.
Been there.
Pick that up.
With my ass.
It can't be worse than what Ray was doing. Fucking sick.
What'd I do?
In the fucking bar throwing peanuts. Drenched in beer at girls we didn't even know.
Oh, he was totally whipping them too.
And they were ignoring, because there's no way somebody can throw peanuts at you and you're not noticing. They were ignoring you.
They must
That's
have
right
met.
When we left.
Yeah, but when they whipped and their head around.
All broads at that table, so it's not like there was a guy that could have stood up and
yeah,
said,
but I'd go like
hey,
this.
I'm going to kick your ass.
And yeah, they're
lucky, because you'd have got your ass kicked.
Yeah, but I'd go like this.
Yeah. I wonder where this beer-drenched peanut came from. Oh, right behind me, there's a table full of beer-drenched peanuts. The fucking pitcher was full of peanuts.
Yeah, you kept fucking pouring. One time, you threw a handful, and
we
every single one
at
went
each
in.
Other's glasses.
You threw a handful, every single
That's
one went in.
That's different from throwing peanuts at strangers.
Let alone
yeah, but
women.
It was bouncing off their ass. It was kind of fun.
I just looked, and I went, oh, my God, what the fuck? I haven't been back there since.
Well, I'm
afraid
there
to go
once
back.
A year.
Why? I'm pretty sure the fucking waitress gave us stickers for throwing beer.
Maybe.
Soaked fucking peanuts in.
All I remember is her one time walking over the table and looking down, and we had a fucking bowl full of beer and peanuts. The fucking, all the plates we had were, that was a fucking mess.
Well, I'll tell you how bad it was. 2 years ago, I took Tabs out for New Year's, for St. Paddy's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went in there. We got a good little buzz on. We had some good chow. You know, had a good night. Yeah, I'm fucking shit-faced. Tabs did pretty good, but I fucking drank a lot of beer. I'm drunk. I'm looking around. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be right back. Hey, 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 hey. Can't be right there. Hey, 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 hey. I'm coming. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. After five hey's, I said, Tabitha, the next person that walks by, I want to cash out. I want to go home. If she doesn't stop, we're leaving. I was so pissed. I could not pay for my food, and I couldn't order any more beer because I knew I was at my limit. I had to pay, and I had to go home. Tab says, she's not stopping. Here she comes. I said, hey, hey, hey. She goes, okay. I said, that's it. Fuck it. Let's go. So we must have drank and ate about 40 bucks worth, 45 bucks worth of shit. We just left.
Wow.
Well, they wouldn't. How many times do I have to say, hey?
If you fucking six times tried to flag the waitress down to get your bill and she didn't come, fuck it, you're up.
Not only that, but I even says, I want to even up here. Even up. You know, there was a couple of those in there, too.
Yeah.
I said, Tabs, this is stupid. I can't even fucking pay for my beer. She goes, I don't know. I says, well, I want to go. I felt embarrassed. I don't want to teach my daughter. Let's just go into a restaurant, drink a bunch of shit, and eat a bunch of crap, and then leave.
drinking shit.
But I couldn't pay these guys, and I was getting pissed. I says, look, this is it. Oh, fuck it. They don't stop next time, I'm leaving. I don't care if I was with my daughter or who I was with. She just laughed. We went outside and burned one. We fucking laughed.
So you got to burn out front while they still didn't bring you your bill.
They still didn't bring it.
Like, hey, I'm going to bring you your bill. No? Okay.
Later. Okay, Germany. Oh my God. Well, I got a little bit of Italy coming up now, so you guys are under some pressure, but I'll tell you what I know about pressure. I know you got a whole shitload of fucking states, guys, that, no, my back guys, which is supposed to be reinforcements, are actually the guys. They're not even reinforcements. They're going to be the only guys there.
Beautiful.
Fuck off.
Think one way or
the other. Okay, so, oh,
shit. Yeah, Germany, buy your shit.
Do you want to repair, do you not?
And remember, you cannot repair those battleships.
What?
Naval base at Kiel is controlled by the USNA.
Never mind.
USNA. La 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 la.
Sometimes if I come into Denmark, there's three guys and an artillery.
Four
guys,
yeah.
Three and an artillery.
Can't get in there anyway.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
You can do it now.
You have 8 2s and 2 4s. 8 2s. 8 2s. 8 2s, you get 3. 2 4s, you get 1. That's 4 hits. I come in with a 2, miss. 3 3s, get 1. 4 4s, get 3. Oof. And then you back up. And I don't back up. But you don't really have anything.
Come
there's
at
no
me, bro.
British combat.
Come at
that's
me,
fine,
bro.
That's fine. I'll come in here and repair.
Fucking pussy.
Next round.
I'll come in and repair.
I'll be in Berlin by then. Oh,
no, you won't. Easy.
Don't be goofy, Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
You can still go attack on that.
Would you promote me to sergeant?
You are a sergeant, yes. Warrant Officer Mann, Sergeant Hayes, and Warrant Officer Muggsy.
I can't wear one.
Or, I mean, Master Corporal Muggsy Mann.
Right.
Master Corporal Muggsy Mann. Yeah. Triple M.
Master Corporal.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't wear white. I gotta be a fucking knockdown.
What?
Sergeant.
Sergeant is a non-commissioned ideal officer.
You know who my ideal
sergeant
fucking movie military guy persona would be? Sam Elliott.
Sergeant Gunning.
Sam Elliott, who...
Sergeant
in,
Gunning.
No, no, no. Sam Elliott in We Were Soldiers in Vietnam.
Ooh.
That's me.
What about Sergeant
fucking
Gunning?
Young private walks by him. Good morning. He's like, what's good about it? He's walking.
What about Sergeant Gunning? You don't remember Sergeant Gunning?
No, Sergeant Gunning.
That was fucking Clint Eastwood in Bunker Hill or something.
Oh, Bunker Hill was a great fucking movie.
You wanna fuck with me, private?
Gets in that fucking mud fight at the end of the
night. Just crushes. Yeah, that was good. However, Devil's Brigade is a fucking amazing.
I downloaded that and burned it to a DVD, and we gotta watch it sometime.
Yo, we should put it on right now.
Every time I go look for it, I can't find it, and then I find
Devil's
it.
Brigade is when the
I found it about 7
you know
days
what?
After we play, and then 7 days before we play, I can't find it again.
Okay, well, let's just do this. Let's do this. Because I can talk about shit forever. What do we got? Muggsy Man, you got a shitload of guys. Get them out. Oh, no, wait, no.
Yeah.
All of this is coming into here. That does not happen, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I should bring 6 up. So we got 2 2s and a whole shitload of 12 fucking here we go. 2 2s. Oof. 6, 10, 11, 12. We're looking for 3s. Holy fuck. Dog. You could do some serious damage. And if. Fuck, I rolled crappy. Pardon me, but
I did not.
Fuck.
Oh.
Let me take out what I didn't hit. One die. Out of eight, Dave, I just hit seven.
Holy and fuck.
And you hit me four.
Fucker. Well, it's only worth two, right?
Fuck that. That's important. It's still contested.
We'll get it next round.
It's gray outside of Berlin.
That was shitty rolling on my part. You got off easy.
This will be purchased.
It's contested now. America has to go down. You, Germany, when you go into a territory and contest it, you have to mark the board immediately. I got it this time, Ray. Thank God. Thank God.
Wait, I went into this.
I got it this time. Where else did you contest?
No, I didn't go in.
I know it's my turn soon, but
you didn't go in.
No, I just moved up.
He wants his threes. That's what he wants.
I can't believe I hit him seven out of eight.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, you did. That was a good roll.
That's just what we needed, because we're... The Austrians are fucking crazy busy.
First German
the Austrians.
The Ladies and gentlemen, for those who just joined us, we get the German. First German tank on the board. What round is this, Dave?
Round nine,
I introduced tanks. I have not before that I can remember, because you're so pinched between numbers. You need numbers. But I just introduced my first tank as Germany, so we'll see what happens. Because we have proved that tanks are good. But let me tell you, boys, the French are absolutely numbered. And they are sitting right on the Western Front. Eastern side, mind you, but... No, Western side. But whew, when they let go, they're going to attack like crazy. States could do more damage. I don't know. That's a big clusterfuck. We got little Italy squeezing up. They decided to go top of Switzerland, and they're coming up around the top. So Italy might get a little bit of a break. You know what? This is a great game, Larry. You and your boys have done a wonderful job with this, because this is... really interesting play, eh? Like, it plays out really well.
I fucking like this game a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot, too.
This is a point where I wish there wasn't so many other games to play, so we could get this in our rotation more often.
Well, we will. We will. I mean...
I like it, though.
I like it a lot, yeah.
Oh, fuck, this is intense. When I first sat down today, before I had a drop of alcohol in me, I thought... The Allies are done. And now, several hours later, I think the Allies got a chance.
But Germany is not weak.
Probably
done. Right? Well, but that's the thing.
You know what?
Is you guys have a chance, but we're still not weak. It's
Germany
not like
is not
weak at all.
The strongest central
no,
power.
No, they're not. That's true.
But, motherfuck.
Yeah, we got a really good game.
The Turks, who were weak as fuck when we started the day, are pressuring India now.
Oh my God, the Turks are everywhere.
The Turks will contest India this turn.
Oh yeah.
This round.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And the Austrians.
Nice.
The Austrians might get to fucking Paris before the Germans do.
Well, Italy is still a factor in this game.
Italy, too. This is where we got a fucking issue, because Moscow's contested. Moscow's contested. It's not a fucking controlled capital because of the revolution.
Who?
Moscow.
So what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, Moscow. So I don't get those 6 points.
Still. He needs Rome, or, you know, I don't. India doesn't count, but
I need Rome two more capitals.
Paris, yeah.
Come on.
So actually, the move that you did changed the whole game. That move that you did.
What move?
Making it contested again with that one guy.
Oh, moving the one guy in, and you had three threes on me and didn't hit, contesting Moscow.
The fact that it was contested.
That saved the game. If Moscow was taken right now, I'd almost say, look, Rome's going to fall. Game over. But Moscow being contested.
That move that you did was brilliant. What it did was limited. The income of Germany by six million man hours of production.
Thought you lit a fucking dube.
Huh?
Thought you lit a dube there.
I wish I did. Well, I have lots if you wish to prep. But I think it's my turn again.
Oh, yeah.
Germany just went.
Merry!
Oh no, it's France. Ooh.
Germany just went to France's turn.
Opera. How are we doing on the roaches situation? Where's the last one? Did I throw it into here?
I don't know, we got three though.
What? Okay, well, here's another one.
That makes sense.
And?
That's an oldie.
Oh, dog.
We want
to build up that. That'll be a beauty.
We never get to it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know. I hate them. I hate leaving it behind, too, because...
They could have strayed. I came here, there was two there.
Yeah, I've come here, too, during the week, and fucking three giants, three roaches. Scoop.
Diddly you. It's always up to you.
Hi, diddly doo.
Fucking cash.
I know.
Cash, buddy. Cash.
This is a really good game. I really like this a lot. Where's the yellow scissors? Here we go.
Holy fuck, I'm still collecting cash. Really, eh? Munich or fucking another piece of shit. Fucking German territory. Fucking. Holy shit. France has options now.
Yeah, for. I know. Wait until it's Britain's turn.
You know what I do for France? I do what he did to us two rounds ago. Or a round ago. I do nothing.
I don't move. Exactly.
And I move forward. But look at it. Because I got a gap.
The French are powerful.
There's no gap.
There's a gap. And you know what I do? I throw the fighter into, since it can move two, I throw it into...
different perspective over here.
Way different. Way different.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, we're even winning better from over here.
What is this? What's this territory beside Belgium?
That would
I put my fighter into Ruhr. That gives me all sense on fucking... No. Doesn't give me anything. Oh, air support. Yeah, defense.
Yeah, but it's not
artillery.
Really
look at the artillery.
I'm going to take an enemy's perspective Twitter photo.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I do anything.
Very cool from over here.
And I still
just
collect 34.
Don't do the reflection of the glass. Don't come up high. Keep it low.
Reflection in here.
And I still collect 34.
Oh, it's huge reflection.
I do nothing and I collect 34, but I have 41. Holy fuck. That doesn't seem
right. I got it, well, France, what are you going to do? Yeah, pawns might have to be introduced to this game, Dave. I'm thinking because, you know what? The board's not big enough.
Well,
big enough for production, but it's not big enough for
fun. The Western Front really produces a shit ton of fucking units.
We could gain an inch.
And if we were using Larry's rule about strategic movement, it'd be even worse. They'd just be taller. I mean, there's only four different units you're going to have in a territory.
You know what? Right now, I wish I had the fucking rule.
What are you talking about?
You can get guys from Paris right up to the front line.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
The strategic movement rule that Larry proposed this week. Listeners, several weeks ago. But to us, it was mid round 5-6.
Yeah, it's a little soon for him to be changing the shots. No?
That's why we haven't played with it.
This is the reason that he... implemented this optional thing that he's just proposing. It's not an official alpha setup.
Yeah, it's a thought. He threw it out there.
It is. People are complaining that the units only move one territory per turn, and he felt that it dragged the game out, so he instituted a strategic movement of once at the end of every turn, after place units, you can strategically move, much like Risk, and I know maybe people are a little queasy about a Risk-ish rule, but once, after place units, you get to move any or all units from one territory to another territory, tracing a line of your controlled territories. So let's say Germany places a bunch of guys in Berlin, and the front line is in Lorraine, and they can trace a line of control all the way through Germany to Lorraine. They could move all their guys that they just placed all the way to Lorraine and put them there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Look at this fucking purchase.
Well, we haven't don't tried like, it, so I don't know if
that's I like France. It, I am like purchasing.
It. My best answer is I don't like that yet.
Five artillery, five infantry.
I don't like that yet. Let's just ride this out, see what's going on. Maybe I'll reach the level where these other people were talking about. But to do that is almost super. You don't want to throw unrealistic shit into the game, but that is a major mobilization. And I can see why it would be just once. Because that is a major mobilization.
But it also leaves your capital empty. If you were to do that,
but you're going
to
place, right?
No, you place first, and then you strategically move
with the units you just placed.
I'm glad you came back at this time because I've been stalling, talking, and fucking all this shit. I'm hearing you, but the Brits are going to go through 10 and into 9 or 11 and attack there, and the states are going to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he's not repaired. He's fucking with his dick in his wind.
Right. Anyways, Dave, just quick. I wanted to throw this out there. There was a show on TV I was watching. Here. Save that. Okay. Show on TV I was watching. They were talking about meteorites. That's a fucking piece of rock out there coming through the atmosphere, hitting whatever, right? Yeah. Anyways, they were talking about spaceships, right? You're floating around out there. You're not doing any speed. But some things are fucking traveling at 46,000 miles an hour. They took a piece of rock that was about this big. A little bigger.
Axis and Allies chip, circa 1914.
Thank you. Maybe the full size, an inch.
It was about... Circa, so plastic was exactly invented in that day.
1914 Axis and Allies, yes.
Anyways. An inch object.
That's a half inch.
Are you saying something that size on this side of the atmosphere or hitting the atmosphere at that
out
size?
There.
Out there, something that size hitting the atmosphere would cause a bright light, a shooting star, and it'd be disintegrated before it hit the Earth.
What I'm talking about is outside the atmosphere, you have shit that's absolutely perfectly still. Like a good example, our satellites, which are still and moving with everything.
Geosynchronous orbit.
Right. Yes. Now, we also have the objects that are flying through or nearby.
Yeah.
And these things, some of them are traveling at about 46,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So they took an object, and they had proof, and they did a reenactment. But for the listeners, they had of the damage, and they did a reenactment on Earth to prove the reenactment, damage. And sure enough, an object of about 1 inch will go through the body of, let's say, our space craft.
Less than the size of a bullet going through one of our satellites.
Basically,
46,000 miles per hour.
It's laminated.
Destroy it.
Alterate like plywood. It's alternating grain in the aluminum. And they do that to the point where it's about 1/4 inch thick. That is heavy aluminum. Then they take another layer, insulate that in between. Then they take the third. So they have three of those plus insulation in between. This object, traveling at 46,000 miles an hour, went through the first laminated counter grain object, which would be the outer skin of the space, what do they call that? You know, the thing, the Canada satellites. Arm.
Oh, yeah. Space shuttle.
It went through the outer wall of the space shuttle. When it went through the outer wall of the space shuttle, the size of the hole was about 1 millimeter.
Entrance or exit?
The entrance into the outside of the wall was about 1 millimeter all the way around the size of the object that entered. So it made a clean hole. Poof, right through it. The second hole was about 6 to 9 inches because all these little fragments broke up going through.
Yeah.
And these tiny little fragments still going 26,000 miles an hour went through and blew a bigger hole, about 6 to 9 inches. And then the third layer, it went through 12 to 14 inches of a hole by these tiny fragments. It was still doing 1,800 miles an hour. So these things, a tiny little meteorite, the size of a chip, just absolutely fucking destroy.
That's why the movie Armageddon is such fucking horseshit. Because if we had something that size,
that would go that fast,
the size of a house, bigger than a house. What was that? About fucking a block.
A block.
That's about the size of an apartment
building.
Their plan was to blow it up. So now instead of one gigantic block-sized fucking chunk, we've got a billion blocks the size of fucking a car, because you blew it up, still coming at the Earth.
No.
It would all fucking life on the planet.
Yeah. A totally different.
Unless they were small enough to grab gravitational pull and just swing them around.
The movie Armageddon was so fucking.
But what I was watching was not a movie. What I was watching was a high tech, super fucking science show. And they said that they reenacted that on Earth. I don't know how they did that. They fired it out of a cannon, which was unbelievable. And they moved the object towards the thing to try to meet it at a speed of about 46,000 miles an hour. And they said the same thing would happen. Exactly the same thing. How could we do this? What they did is they found and they invented a fucking asbestos foam type of substance of some sort that would go in between multi-layers and would soak it up. You're still going to get a hole.
Yeah, but it'll slow it down a lot.
And that's just something this big.
Right.
So flying around out there, you get hit by something, you're toast.
We are mid-British turn right now.
Yeah.
This is artillery.
Dinner's ready.
This is artillery, and this is infantry.
Ray, go eat.
Artillery,
infantry. Dinner's on the table.
Go eat.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Dinner's on the table in the house.
I'm ready to roll. Don't go anywhere.
All right, let's roll.
That's all right.
No.
Yeah.
We'll roll and then wait.
Oh, no.
What are you doing down there?
Two threes.
Oh, I have one, two, three. No, that would be four threes.
Hold on.
Hang on. I got defense. I got three threes and a fighter still defended a two. That's junk. Dave, you could probably invent something really cool for this over here. Maybe something a little, so you just, when you're done.
All right.
Tilt it, clear the battle board, they'd roll off into a little velvet.
Alright, I'm ready to go. Ready?
I got two threes. Pick them off with their hands, and I don't have to invest.
I got two threes.
No, but it would be something that wouldn't slide around, that would stay still, it would be, impress the masses at 420.
Missed.
Fuck. Beautiful. I got two threes.
Do you?
Come on. Oh.
One.
Oh.
Regardless, one is it.
That's where you need the tank. That would have been a difference. What I was talking about, if he had the tank, he could take
it. Because I would have got hit with artillery.
There's nobody in Egypt.
I haven't had a mulligan, have I?
Do, no, yeah, no, you don't get a mulligan. Just fix what you want to do. Do whatever you want. Don't worry about a mulligan. That's not a capital. It's not near a capital.
You're on your road, man. You can't do that.
Just push it back, man. If you don't know what you're doing, that's no big deal. All
right.
I don't care. Oh, yeah, I lost 2 points? Oh, well, then you better fucking... Okay, are we done rolling?
There you go.
Take it.
No. Oh. I've got a two and two threes.
Why are here in
Anglo-Egypt, Sudan. Two. Misses. Fuck.
Yep.
Two, three. Both. Fuck you.
Anglo-Egypt, Sudan.
Two guys dead here.
Oh, I got three threes and I got a two.
Therefore, you have to take two artillery.
Two. What? What?
For you to take two hits, you have to take two artillery. That's beautiful to me. But
oh, I got a hit. That's okay. That's two, one, two,
three.
Three threes. Ooh. No. I didn't even get all of you. And you got two of me.
Yeah.
No, I could go like this.
Yes, you could.
Hey, really, these things don't really fucking matter. You know, they're only advantage when they're supporting a whole bunch.
They don't.
Not here in the naval. Case, anyways,
I've got one, two, three, four.
You're gonna attack that? One, you prick. Two,
three, four.
Oh, look at you four go with subs.
I need a couple.
I know you gotta hit it. You gotta hit it. The German Navy can't be that.
I big. Missed all of it.
We hit.
Fuck.
They're running. They're four. Guns around.
We got one hit.
You gotta sink the Bismarck was the battle sound. Diddle-dee-dee. I got two. Oh, yeah. The three threes. Got one. And three fours, please. Three fours. Look at that. Oh my god.
Fucking awesome.
Three fives. What'd you give me?
I got one of you. It's a wounded battleship.
Hey, what's going on up there? Oh, see, that's not the big fucking. He's got a. He's got even six. The wheels. Now that I lean forward and I can see the rims, those are cheesy rims, man.
Yeah, but he's got.
He
like
needs
a,
Ford.
He's got a six. In
nah, he needs. You know what he needs? You know what look really sharp on that is Ford. Five star Krager. That five point. That
Yeah, yeah, the 5-point star.
But on a Ford, it looks a little different than on a Chev. Anyways,
I got one of you.
Where are we here?
I got one of you.
You got one of me. Wow, dude, that was. I got. Fucking, I should have crushed. You got off lucky.
Do I go again?
Damn.
I could just.
Oh, yeah, you could. Get, you can. Yes, you could.
One, two,
yes,
three,
that's right.
Three, two.
We could.
Three,
12 bucks.
Three threes and three fours.
12 bucks out of my pocket would probably put a couple subs back down there, and that would be my best option. They would be content. I think I still repair.
You will at the beginning of your turn, but they're going to come in. I'm going to go one more round.
Yeah, but still, I'm going to repair.
I'm
going
to go one more round. I got three.
Well, you got a few subs there. Yeah, I think I would if I was out to kill me.
And a four.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to eat.
Hit. Two hits.
Fuck. I got three threes. Bam. Bam. Oh, that's a little better. And three fours. Yeah. Got a total of four.
One, two, three, four. That's all of me. I got two of you.
No, you got a guy left. You got one, two, three. Oh, yeah, that is all of you. And
I
you got
two of you.
Two of me. Round. Oh yeah, time. Oh, things are gonna change.
You
States, you
now,
better
right?
Fucking buy a whole bunch of something
I'm
because
now.
Come fucking after you, man.
I sure my, hope you take them after this.
I put my money into Navy 2 rounds, which weakened me.
You know why?
Germany, me.
Guess.
Weakened me on the land, but I've held my own, and
yours
Italy
is
has helped
fighting.
Out. So I think the Navy purchase for
back.
2 rounds helped me out.
That is.
Once those things are repaired, I'm coming after you, man. So you better hit me while I'm sitting kind of ugly. And you could. Yeah, that's going to change.
Ray, go grab a plate while he's doing his placement.
And these guys are going
home. Okay, good. Yeah.
I can't pick
side
up
door.
These fucking things. I bought 2 transports.
I'll have a battleship to protect them.
You have a battleship and a cruiser to protect them. And you're going to go after this,
no,
I would
say. No,
cruiser
can make it into fight.
Oh, one, two. Oh, fuck. Even more beautiful. You got 3 subs, a cruiser.
Battleship and a cruiser,
and a
yeah.
Battleship, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 transports to go back homeward. 2 transports going back homeward. Sitting 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless you can bring them around to go to fucking Persia. Or Prussia. Or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You can back.
I don't think I'm going to win that fight.
No?
I don't want to bet on it by moving my transports in.
No, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough. He's got 2 threes and 3 fours. Mm, yeah. It usually gets you 3 times first round. That's all your subs. You still have a cruiser. No, you'd have... Even if you got the 3 out of 5, or even 4, you'd still have a wounded battleship, a cruiser, and your transports. And say you got him. Fuck, you've got a lot of dice. You should hit him 3 times. He's got 2 guys. You guys, you got fucking 2 guys.
I need 5 hits.
Yeah. Okay.
3 twos, a 3, and a 4.
So are they going to 7 then?
Transports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a shuffle. Gotta do the Kansas City. Because this guy can go here, they can go there, pick up from whatever these guys drop off. And then
yeah,
shuffle
yeah,
them here, and then these guys go back next turn and then come back and shuffle. It's a different shuffle. It's a far shuffle.
Too much.
Yeah.
Let's see, the Austrians are on the nose.
I'm done my turn, though.
Very cool. The Austrians can slip up into 7 to hit my transports.
Am I really at 36?
I'm going to move the guys
18, 19,
from Washington
22, 23,
24, 25, 26, to C-Zone 3. 3 is going to be the shovel zone.
Huh?
3 is going to be the shovel zone, not 7. The Austrians can, the Austrians could hit 3 with their fucking cruisers.
Oh, yeah.
My transports are not safe.
Oh, yeah. So then...
His moving into C-Zone 16 has fucking made us, given us problems.
Yeah, but does he realize that? Or is he going to do a shuffle?
I don't want to risk him realizing it or not realizing
So send a battleship and a destroyer, or a cruiser down on him. And just go at him.
I can keep the battleship in 7.
So you move these two guys down here.
Wait, I can move the battleship up to 3. All 4 of my transports into 3. Then only his cruisers can hit 3. He won't go after that because that'll expose him. He'll want to bring his battleship back to be repaired.
He'll have a fully repaired battleship, yeah.
He cannot repair his battleship with the seaport and Marseille because it's not original.
Right.
I can't risk 4 more transports from the U.S. That's a good one. If I put that battleship up there, he'll have 2 threes against a 4 that takes 2
Hopefully
hits.
You'll draw him out.
Don't think
Hopefully you'll draw him out from the med.
If that's the case, then that's better. He'll do the Turks, Italy, and America. Italy's on the ropes.
Yeah. So it's France.
As long as I keep artillery there, he's got a two fucking turns before he can get there. On the mainland. He's got a lot of troops in northern Italy.
Yeah. Don't want him shuttling fucking...
We're done. The Ottomans are up.
Ottomans?
Mm-hmm.
You? Wait a minute. Who just went?
Brit.
Oh, they did drop it. They put a lot of money down there, too.
I'd have to suck back and reload.
Well, I'm not going to suck back and reload. I'm going to move these guys out. Where the fuck do I have so much money for these guys?
Who?
Oh, the Ottomans. They got a lot of money, man.
Yes, they do.
I mean, compared to,
they got
relatively,
they got
guess.
$10 out of Russia. No, $12 out of Russia that they're going to collect for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. But I need mobility. I need to move. Fuck, I wish tanks at least moved too. Seem to be a little better, even better money for your, better value for your money. I know they take hits, which is a beautiful thing. I'm actually anticipating you guys playing this side to see how you would handle it. I'm hoping if I get a victory here, or even a loss, it doesn't matter. I will watch you guys and see what happens after that, because this is not an easy game from this side, man.
Tell ya, I would have moved
You're fucking picked on like crazy, and...
I would have moved my units to first round, not the second.
Well, I you know what, I forgot all about that. I did a lot. And you guys made mistakes too, which benefited me. Take my 3M. Pardon me, that's a good purchase for these guys. Holy fuck. I don't think I'm going to have that much money. I'm going to be whittled down again. Fuck, almost $40 for these guys. Where am I now? I'm only at 31. Now I got to get shit back. Yeah, it was way down here, all this good stuff. Well, that doesn't need a transport ship, right? That can come straight over. Nothing's left there, nothing's fend. I can go like this. One... Pick up this Dogen vase, and I can pick up an infantry and a tank, right, Dave? Yep. Yeah. Bring that guy here. Bring that. Beautiful. That's fucking beautiful. These guys are two. I'm gonna mark that down, which is Brits.
Wow, these fucking onions are good.
Two, yes.
Oh my god. I'm gonna put them on.
They're perfect.
I can't wait. I'm
ship of mustard and a bunch of onions.
I know. I'm saving that one for. I put no salad dressing on my salad, and I fucking love everybody of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even more, I love
salad dressing
because it's such a mix of flavor.
I just put the house on
tomato and shrooms. Once you add tomato and shrooms, everything changes in the salad. That's all I got down there. These guys are going. Getting fucking really drunk really fast. I can't wait to eat one. And Coggins, he's not covered yet. No, where the fuck are you? Oh, there you are. One,
the fuck are we?
Where the fuck are we? What the fuck is that?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know, but nobody owns that.
Well, if you want to own it, go in.
Do what?
Two guys.
What's that?
You'll have to fight two guys.
I'll have to fight two guys or one guy in an infant, one guy in an artillery.
Yeah, one inf, one art.
Yeah. So that's two threes. So I would need four threes. No, not good. Back over here, this is contested already. That's contested. How can all that be contested?
Well, you
can I move out of a contested into another contested?
You moved a bunch of guys in there. You moved some guys out of here, obviously, because you've got more than four units.
Oh, I brought over, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's fine. That's four, fine. That's exactly what I, you know what? Yeah, I can't put any more into that. That's all I want to do. Let's go.
Where? We got our shots at
okay,
your
so where,
guys coming in.
The Ottomans have moved their transport ships up and picked up a couple, joined up with their battleships. They're going to do an offshore and barrage. In offshore barrage
Egypt. Goes first.
We got one, two, three, four.
Dead units fight back.
So if he hits, I lose my artillery.
One, two, three.
Yeah, but you still.
Hey, wait a minute.
No.
I don't know how this one's
still
done, with you guys.
Only one round of fighting.
Yeah, I know,
you
but
can
I'm.
Choose your casualties. He's going to hit you more than once.
You got four infantry. I got one artillery.
Short barrage doesn't take it off right away.
Yeah, but I'm
one
go
tank.
With this right away.
You get to do that after he does the short barrage. But nobody's dead yet.
Let's do this one first. I got two threes.
No, it doesn't. You're right because.
Oh no! Oh, I can't believe I missed.
You should get to go first. He missed his short barrage.
Mm.
Oh,
I'm ready.
You're doing that. Oh, you got a three. Miss. Still contested.
John. Offshore brush.
No.
No? I missed.
This is what we were talking about.
Well, I took my offshore barrage. You get artillery.
Yeah, but had you hit, can I take an infantry?
Oh!
Yeah, because the fight's not over. It doesn't die right
away.
Yeah,
but that's neat. What if he misses me and I hit him? Then I've got an artillery stand there by itself. Let's just say.
Yeah, if I hit.
If he misses you.
There was an infantry and an artillery.
And I took the infantry as the.
At the end of the fight, you can't have less than an infantry there. Less than one infantry.
So then what would happen?
What do you mean?
If he hits an offshore barrage.
You don't take it off. You've got one hit against you so far.
Okay.
Now you get
I've got
four artillery shots in his incoming.
I've got two.
Okay, well, that's good. 50.
What'd you get?
Two of you.
Right here?
It has to be the guys on the boat. You have to take an infant and art.
Yeah.
Or you have to take.
Yeah, it would be. I got two of them.
Okay. Now you do the fight proper. You got. He can absorb a hit with his tank. Where did the tank come from? Did it walk in?
Nope. I brought it over from here.
Oh. Okay, you can take a hit on the art.
Yeah, you can put one infantry back. If you brought the tank over in the transport, it can take a hit from the artillery.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right. I can put back one in. I thought that was only in... Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, but can it take... You can't take another one, right?
Take a hit on attack.
So I've got a choice here.
It's already
I can take an
hit.
Infantry, or...
You put that unit back on, he still gets to roll.
I know, but if I take him off, I don't take a hit in the tank.
Yeah, but you can take him off this round, so you still get an extra die.
If you put that guy back on and take your tank hit, everybody still gets to fight back. If you don't, that guy doesn't. You're essentially adding another
die. Yeah, I see. Because there's no round
the
of kind
hit.
Of. Okay, gotcha. What have I got then? I got one, two, three, an artillery supports all of the infantry. So one, two, three.
No.
Well, I got a tank too. So yeah, I should
count
it
artillery.
Out.
Matches one.
Matches one. Tank.
Planes bring the.
Yeah, but it's a
out.
Choice. So it'd be three twos and two threes.
Was that right?
Oh. Yeah, because I just didn't bring up an infantry. I just brought the tank up to make it simple. So it's two threes for the Ujay. Nice. Fucking. Yes. Isn't that right, David?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your shots. You got two threes in defense.
He still ended up with all that.
Well, that's you both. Hit him twice.
Oh.
That's the beauty of the tank, the expensive unit. Turkey
Put your you rondelle both? Down.
You got me a bunch of time.
Did you move Britain down when you contested that territory? Or no, it was already contested.
I haven't.
We had guys in there, and you had guys in there already?
No.
I haven't done anything. I haven't moved anything that I didn't have to yet.
I just moved Turkey up.
All right, you marked the board, Dave?
Mark yep. Turkey up.
Okay, thanks. We'll leave everything the way it is. Because that's my only choice. Replace new units. They look like charms of Arkans. Send them on.
You didn't move into it. Oh, yeah, I guess you wouldn't. Not yet.
I didn't do a lot of things, maybe, but I'm trying to focus in on just one hooge.
Yeah, I thought maybe you go after India, but there's a lot of ground troops.
No, I am way too weak. Whose turn is it now? Italy. Is there a round limit to this? No way.
No, no, no. I think we're just about done now.
What do you see me getting into?
Putting you in any danger. Well, Rome for one. Only got $12 here. But... Italy ain't doing much, but non-com here. No fighting. Just moving up to whatever this territory is.
Tuscany. Oh, absolutely.
Moving up to Tuscany in defense. Italy's just trying to hold on.
You gotta hold.
Italy's down. Done.
America!
Still collecting 12.
Fuck yeah!
I can bring all of that to there. Four ground units.
States, if you don't play your cards right this round, this is your round.
No, it's not.
One, oh, yes, it is.
Two.
This is your round, buddy. This is what you live for.
Six. Seven,
it's right there out in front of you.
Eight. What's that? Six. Seven, eight. 8 times 3, 24.
Yep.
Yes, and if you're not successful, it might tilt my way. 30. But you are just an absolute huge onslaught right now. You could attack with Shibby from every fucking direction. And possibly leave a little shelter for your transport ships. Sitting good.
Sausage. We're just buying 4 infantry and a tank.
Tank. I think that's the first tank purchased by the
Allies.
States, yeah.
Oh. By the Allies.
France doesn't have one?
No, never did.
I'm too drunk and angry.
Stop being angry. Well, you can't stop being drunk.
That's not going to fucking stop.
That's really good advice.
You can only stop what you can control. I mean, I guess you can control your consumption. It's past that point.
Yeah, but we're talking after that.
When you get too much of one, you can't fucking limit the other.
You know what's the best way to end a drunk? The fastest way to, well, not quite, but almost. You're very close. The fastest way to end a drunk, and there's only one way. It's alcohol. It's in your system. The only way you're going to get rid of it is to evaporate it. So stand naked in front of a huge fan and let the fan just fucking blow upon your naked body.
Cock. I got 4 fucking threes on you.
Coffee's not going to do it, people. Don't drink coffee. You'll get a wide awake drunk.
4 threes in teal. Ray. Two hits.
Into where?
Keel.
Oh. You got 2 artillery though, right?
Yeah, he gets a lot of threes. You got to take 2 artillery off.
7 threes. Let's make that 5 threes.
You got 4 targets.
5 threes on 4 targets. Threes. Jump. I got one. What did you get to me after that? That was it? Just one? Yep.
You got 2, yeah.
I took him off already. Was I supposed to include those in my roll?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got 2 more
I threes. Thought he hit them in the offshore barrage.
No, you got 2 more threes. Go ahead.
I got 2 more threes.
Oh, fuck.
Ah, honesty is your best policy, people. Don't ever fuck around.
You got three of you. You got deuce eggs of him.
Took my two off.
Yeah, you
did. I did.
He's got three, yeah.
Only three?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. It's
so only three, yeah.
I was happy with just the one.
I thought they'd all be dead. France could mop up.
Maybe.
Okay, I got $22 still. Oh no, that's contested now. I got $20. 21 for next round. American Zone Combat's done.
One, two,
movement. One. Okay, that's it. That's the end of round 9.
An extra imp there.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a bad round.
So,
considering you're eating.
That's the end. Let's make it short and sweet, Ray.
How about a chug a lug a poke toke, people? And an eat sleeper beat.
And?
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead.
Do something.
Yeah, do something, man.
Good day, eh?